We're going to welcome an old friend of the show here into the studio. We just did a segment on teachers, and so this is one of George's old teachers and coaches. It's Marge.
George, do you remember me? It's your old swim coach, Marge Schimdidler.
Hey, Marge, I'm here too.
I didn't swim for you.
Hang on, George.
How are you?
And, you are not my teacher, but yes, I do know who you are.
I not only coached George in swimming, I was his health teacher as well.
Well, we were just talking about teachers.
Were you really?
Uh-huh.
Because I used to be a teacher.
That's great.
And I used to teach George in health.
I don't remember that. I don't really, you think I would remember that.
Let me tell you something. He was my best student.
Was he?
Well, then you know it's false.
I gave him straight A's. How could I not? What with all that sex appeal?
That's really inappropriate, Marge. And I don't remember that.
George would sit in the front row of my class, distracting me with his oversized maleness.
Well, how are you checking that out?
He was quite a prankster, too. He loved trying to throw me off during my lectures.
Hmm.
I would be up there discussing a lesson plan about health. And I'd look over at George, and he would be doing the V sign over his mouth with his fingers.
George!
And making his tongue
never,
go all
ever,
snake-like!
Ever, ever, ever done
terrible.
That. And I would not do that to a teacher.
Awful.
And you were not my teacher. I didn't do that. I'm
and
telling
when
lies.
When I had to teach the reproductive section of our lesson plans,
there we go.
George aced it. He could have taught that course 2 million times better than me.
Okay.
He had so much more experience than I did.
No, wow. I didn't. I did not.
He would share his own reproduction stories and methods.
You would share
I was
them.
Not trying to reproduce.
Methods 16. I'd never even heard of. In fact, I think it was actually from you, George, where I first heard the term donkey punch.
I don't even know what that is to this day. I don't know what that is.
And I still remember exactly where I was sitting when you introduced me to the term Cleveland Steamer.
George.
I don't know what
shocking.
That is.
You were teaching the teacher.
No.
So shocking.
I still don't know what that is.
I liked teaching, although some of the kids could sometimes be a little rude.
Yeah.
One kid held a knife to my throat and shot me through the foot with a .38.
That's more than rude.
That's assault. That a little rude.
That's assault.
Attempted murder.
I wonder whatever happened to old Jeff Nordstrom.
Well, if someone was going to do it, it was going to be Jeff.
The bad thing about being a teacher is you have to spend a lot of your own money because the district doesn't buy all the materials
the supplies,
you need.
Right. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I had to spend my own money on a replica of the male genitals to teach the reproduction section.
Jeez.
And I had to buy like four of them because I kept leaving them at home.
Marge, we don't need to know this.
No.
So even though
you
I left
not teach in my high
even
school,
though I left the reproduction of the male genitals at home, George was very helpful that day when we were studying the male reproductive tract because he stood up in the front of the room and let me use his body as an illustration.
No, no, no.
He was the only guy with the equipment that the students could see all the way from the back.
All right. That's
quite gifted.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
But unfortunately, my time as a teacher came to an unceremonious close.
Oh, what happened?
I had what could be considered an extreme lesbian affair with Miss Teagarten.
All
don't
right.
know if
don't
you
bring
remember
her into
George.
This. You don't even know. She gets.
Do you remember
you
her, too?
Well, that is an actual, yes, she was a counselor in my school, but
I have to say, though,
you
George,
were not there.
There wasn't
that did not
a time
happen.
While I was with her that I didn't close my eyes and think of you in tight swim trunks
right.
in order to get me to the mountaintop.
That's enough. That is enough. Why don't you put that thing in gear and get
Why
the heck out of here?
Why wouldn't you mess around with a guy and think of George?
You guys want a grilled cheese?
Well, we've already got some up
You
here.
Know what today is, don't you?
Yes.
It's National Feed Someone Who Can't Feed Themselves Day. Could I have one of those?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
have all
one
you
on your
want.
Way
My
out
granddaughter
there.
Lila works for Norma's Cafe.
Yeah, yeah, she was here. She was here.
She goes. There she goes. Marge, the swim coach. Not my swim coach, but a swim coach.